The phrase sprint football might conjure up images of Usain Bolt in shoulder pads, but as only a game's Doug Tribou reports, sprint football is just like regular college football with one big, or actually small, difference.
It's a crisp, clear October Saturday in Waterbury, Connecticut, a perfect day for football. And Post University is preparing to host Mansfield University of Pennsylvania. As game time approaches, the parking lot at Municipal Stadium is full, and some Post fans are still tailgating. Inside the stadium, the crowd's ready for its first taste of sprint football. In today's major college football programs, it's not hard to pick out the linemen. Just look for the guys who are 300 pounds or pretty close to it. But in sprint football, it's not uncommon to see a running back standing shoulder to shoulder with a defensive tackle. That's because sprint players have to weigh 172 pounds or less. Otherwise, the game follows NCAA football rules, but the athletes still get a lot of questions about their sport from fellow students. Eli Morgan plays linebacker for Mansfield.
They don't understand that it's all the same football, you know, it's just the weight restriction. They're always asking, you know, what is it, flag football, is it touch football? And you just have to explain to them, like, you know, everything's the same, it's just the kids are a lot smaller.
The Collegiate Sprint Football League, or CSFL, was founded as the Eastern 150-pound Football League in 1934. The weight limit has been raised several times since to keep up with the average size of male college students. For many years, the sport was known as lightweight football. Steve Erber is Cornell University's Associate Director of Athletics and also serves as the league's commissioner.
The way regular college football has kind of morphed, size is quite important, and this enables these young guys that have been high school football players but aren't big enough to play in college, including Division III college, it provides them an opportunity to play another 4 years of football.
To play in CSFL games, athletes must successfully weigh in on Monday and again on Wednesday before a Friday game. Players cannot use saunas or other drastic measures for dropping weight and have to pass hydration tests. They're also required to have at least 5% body fat. There are small players who don't have to worry about the weight limit, but bigger players like Post tight end Rashawn Reed and center Chris Maceda are constantly aware of the cutoff line.
The challenge was trying to get 172. I was 180, 185.
What kinds of things did you have to do to get to the right weight?
Work hard. Lift, a lot of dieting. Like, I was in high school. I graduated 2009. I weighed 210 pounds. I was off for 2 years, and so I just worked hard, got down to the weight, and came and played here.
Despite sprint football's nearly 80-year history, the sport has remained small, pun intended. The CSFL has seven teams: Cornell, Penn, Princeton, Army, Navy, Mansfield, and Post. The league requires schools to treat the sport as a varsity, not club sport, and squads play six or seven games a season. Post University co-captains Lee Knight and Kyle Lagasse both played regular football at other small colleges during their freshman years, but transferred to Post even though the school did not have football at all. Knight and Lagasse say when Post added sprint, it gave them one more unexpected chance to play.
I was at the point where I thought my football career was over, and then being able to have the opportunity again, you know, it was, I guess I can say, emotional for me. It felt great. You know, I love the sport.
For me, yeah, I had a year off from football. I thought I was done. I was going to school and I was working, and this came up, and I was like, hey, I have the rest of my life to work. What's another 3 years of football? It's going to be fun.
Other than the size difference, quickness is what sprint coaches and players talk about most. Post head coach Pete Ewald played football at Syracuse in the 1980s and has also coached in traditional programs.
You know, my quarterback put it in real good perspective. He said, you know, in high school I could run away from the linemen. In this league, I can't run away from the linemen because they're just as fast as me. That is probably, in a nutshell, the biggest thing players have to adjust to is that they can't run away from people because everyone is basically the same speed.
Post University's game against Mansfield is historic for the Eagles. This is the first football team Post has fielded in its 120-year history. The Eagles are playing a shortened schedule before becoming a full CSFL member next season. Today's game is Post's first home game and their final game of the season. As the Post players head out for warm-ups, there's no question they're excited.
Let's go, baby!
As the game begins, the bleachers behind the Post bench are packed. The announced attendance is 1,007, and the crowd gets their first Eagles highlight on the opening kickoff. Mansfield fumbles, and the Eagles recover deep in Mountaineers territory. Among the fans are students Greg Guerrier and Yardley Marsland. It's obvious they're ready for some football. They've both painted their faces green and their hair white, post-school colors.
It's very exciting. The players are really good. They're doing as best as they could.
Everything goes by so fast because they're so small.
Here in Waterbury, post-university sprint football is off to a strong start. But the school where the sport means the most might be Mansfield. The small university in Pennsylvania had a Division II football program for 115 years before dropping it after the 2006 season for financial reasons. The sprint program was established in 2008, and now Mansfield draws 2,000 to 3,000 fans per home game. Army sprint football head coach Lieutenant Colonel Mike McElrath played on Army's regular team. He says at West Point and other schools with two football programs, sprint will always be overshadowed. But at Mansfield, and now post, it's the main event.
Now, we have our own fan base that we get for our home games. But like when we went to Mansfield, it was everything you would expect at a college football game. The sprint team is the Mansfield football team. The band is there, cheerleaders. It was by far the most well-attended game that we played this season. I mean, it's a game day experience.
In the second quarter, Post scores first, but the Mountaineers quickly pull ahead. The Eagles keep things lively with two near-miss chances to take the lead in the final minutes. But in the end, Mansfield comes out on top, 7-6, spoiling Post's inaugural home opener. Mansfield's running game looked strong, and Post connected on some excellent passes. But the teams also showed their inexperience, combining for 20 penalties and 13 turnovers, and generating the lowest point total of any sprint game this season. But Mansfield Sports Information Director Steve McCloskey says it will take more than one sloppy game to dampen either team's enthusiasm.
We have some kids here that are 5'2" and 5'3" and 140 pounds. And even in the sprint world, that's small. That's really small. But they're on that kickoff team. And when that ball is kicked off, that kid is running down that field. He thinks he's 6'5 and 240 pounds, and he's running down in a major college football game. And shouldn't we all be able to have that thrill of being able to think that way? It's great.
For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.
You're listening to Only a Game.